hands-on learning at its finest. Thanks for joining us, everyone, with Tennessee Home and Farm Radio. I'm Melissa Bratton. The Tennessee Junior Livestock Expos have been held recently with banner entries and great shows.
It's a huge success as far as kids exhibiting their project animals. These kids have put in a lot of hard work and effort throughout the summer and early spring with their projects, so now they're able to show them off to the world to see.
Claudia Bainey is a UT Livestock Specialist and heads up the 4-H Livestock Projects. She says numbers are up for the Expo. Tennessee Sheep Expo had nearly 200 kids show 650 sheep, and the Beef Expo had more than 200 kids show 379 cows. Bainey says these projects and shows are so much more than just competitions.
These kids are out there getting up early in the morning, having to feed and muck out stalls and work with their animals. So they are learning that huge chunk of responsibility, as well as learning about decision making, learning how to manage finances as far as their projects are concerned, and of course they're making lots of friends here.
And for the students, this is an opportunity to showcase their hard work. Samantha Roberts of McMinn County had her steer named Grand Champion Market Steer at the Expo.
Words can't describe it. I was so excited because I've worked so hard for it and we put so much time and effort into it. I was so excited. It just felt really, really good. My dad show cattle, so it's kind of my family, and I really enjoy it. Like, it's made me who I am today.
And Roberts agrees raising livestock teaches you skills far beyond showing it in the ring.
It teaches me a lot of responsibilities of keeping up. Like, you gotta work your heifer, like rinse them or blow them. It teaches you a lot of responsibilities that you can learn and use, not in like just this. You can use like when you're growing up with kids or out in your work field.
Tennessee Sheep and Beef Expos, truly getting students to learn by doing. A great way to mold future leaders. Join us next time for Tennessee Home and Farm Radio.